Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Brad Huskin. Brad has been a member of our Brain Trust since 1998 when we formed the thing. He's an original founding member of the Brain Trust. He's the president of IES Training, the author of a couple of books on selling that I always like to encourage you to check out. I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople. Brad, in the previous segment, you were telling us about what you consider to be one of the big mistakes that people make, and that's when they hire a new employee, not getting the right person, not making sure that this person they're bringing on is the right fit. What do you think?
Well, you know, it could be a terribly expensive move, and one that's disastrous for the business by hiring the wrong person. And, you know, that's where hiring has always been a great mystery to me. And it's funny how you interview a guy named Robert on Friday, and he seems to be an upstanding citizen. Then his twin brother Bob shows up on Monday. You think, what happened to Robert over the weekend?
His alter ego, Mr. Hyde, shows up on Monday, right?
Exactly, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But that's where, you know, back to recruiting and sources and those kinds of things. And I think that small businesses today need to get involved in, you know, job fairs and those things that are going on around the country. I think they need to get involved with college counselors for some of these kids coming out of college that are, you know, good, solid citizens that want a career. And maybe we can't pay them what they expect when they come out of college, because some of these kids want $7,500, but we'd certainly offer them a career where they can grow into, you know, a meaningful profession where they can make a lot of money, which is what sales is. And that's what I love about sales is, you know, the person that restricts our income is the person that looks back at you in the mirror.
Right.
So, you know, getting involved with college coordinators and getting involved with job fairs and just constantly having...
You know, another great thing that we found that's... And I'm not sure... I've never had tried to do it with salespeople, but interns. Bringing interns on board and letting them work for you for a semester. You learn a lot about people during their internship, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where, you know, I've had a lot of retailers that have hired interns, and, you know, they get them for 6 months and they don't have to pay them, and they're good, solid citizens, and all you got to do is give them a grade at the end of the internship.
Now, I have to say, when we have interns, we pay our interns, you know, and that's on us. I mean, we don't have to, but we pay our interns. We pay a minimum wage.
Yeah, absolutely. That's terrific. And, you know, some of them, they just want to stay and make a career out of it. So,
yeah.
You know, and I just believe that most good companies, if they find a great person, they can make room for them somewhere. But one of the things I want to talk about is this whole interviewing process. And
right.
How people make mistakes by hiring people on the first interview.
Mm-hmm.
I would never hire somebody on the first interview. And I would certainly...
You really need to sleep on it, don't you? And you got to hire, and you got to interview more than one person too, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
The bad part is not so much hiring on the first interview, but hiring the only interview.
Yes, hiring. Well, that's what I meant by desperation hiring. You know, too often one person applies and bingo, put a mirror under their nose. If they can fog it, they got the job. And that's just not okay sometimes. So,
what do you do? What's the process you go through to rule people in or out?
Well, number one is I take them through some first interview questions that are designed to eliminate people from the second interview. I always like to ask them questions like, why did you leave your last position? And if they say things like, well, they start holding me accountable to numbers and to goals and objectives and those kinds of things, then that probably isn't going to be somebody that we want in a sales position.
Right.
If you know what I mean. So, you know, I want to know if they have goals and what their goals and what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are. I want to know what their biggest success is and what their biggest failure is, to see if they're even one of those types of people that knows what their goals are,
or that if you stump them a little bit, they actually come across with something. I mean, that if you're a salesperson, you're going to get stumped. You got to be able to come across, don't you?
Yep, that's exactly right. That's why I ask them, what do you like the most about sales? What do you dislike the most about selling?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the really important questions I ask them is, what do you find attractive about working for our company? And I want to know if they've done a little background research.
Right.
You know, Googled our company and found out a little bit about us, or are they just one of those people that's going from interview to interview to interview trying to qualify for their employment?
For their unemployment, exactly. No, that's a good point.
Not the person I want, so.
Well, do you...
And then,
go ahead.
I was going to say, then I take them on to the second interview process, which is some questions that are a little bit more direct, a little bit more specific. But, so I take them through this second interview, and then absolutely I'll check the references.
You got to check references. You got to check references. Did we say that, folks? You got to check references. That'll be on the test.
Yes. So check that box. Check references.
Yeah.
But, you know, many companies won't divulge any information. But
I've never failed to get information when I've called for references, ever.
Well, some companies, it's kind of their human resources department is afraid of getting in trouble.
I get it out of them.
Well, the first question I always ask is, would this person be eligible for rehire?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is yes, then I've got all the information that I need.
Yes, that's a lot of it.
If the answer is no, then I'm going to do some further research.
It might not be their fault.
Eliminate them.
It might not be their fault.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily eliminate them, but
right.
I'd certainly want to have the answer to
it's
that.
It's a place to work for. What about having somebody else interview them besides you?
Well, in the second interview or the third interview, I always have somebody else interview.
Yeah. Even a peer, even somebody who's going to be a peer, just as a representative of the company, so to speak.
Exactly. And that's where I tell them, you know, go ahead, scare the heck out of them.
Yeah.
Tell them what a tough guy I am. You know, tell them how hard to work for, but tell them it's a rewarding career.
And then your employee says, oh, that's easy. IASTraining.com is Brad's website. Check it out, folks. You can find his books there. And his newsletter, he sends it out every week. I'm a happy recipient of his weekly sales training newsletter. Quick break, Tintail. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.